Hi, everyone. Lisa Gunther here with Canadian Cattlemen. And joining me today, I've got Kelly Sidorek. And Kelly, we're going to talk about one of your recent columns, which is kind of a perennial topic, I think, for farmers and ranchers, and that is succession.
I like the idea of you using the term perennial. I was also thinking everlasting is another one that's important or relevant, I guess I'd say. It seems like it's the one we keep coming back to, but it is the one we keep coming back to. Let's be honest about that, I think, these days. And then, of course, in the conference season, which I think we're just moving out of, you know, just hearing so many interesting stories and relevance where people are at.
Right. Yeah. So you were at the Holistic Management Canada conference this winter, and you heard some really interesting speakers there, it sounds like.
Yes. Dawn Campbell and Gabe Brown. They weren't speaking specifically on the topic of succession, but they were having a fireside bear pit, whatever you want to call it. And one of the things that they landed on, and even the audience participated in this as well, was the idea that the senior farmers and ranchers, everything is so much tied up with the operation and their identity, and just really encouraging. And of course, those fellows I'm referring to are in that senior piece of the importance of trying to develop an identity beyond, recognizing that's not easy. For sure. But then there was also some good examples of what people have been going through at the HM conference, as well as at AgriVisions with the succession panel. And I think the interesting thing is, again, this isn't anything new, but everybody's journey is very specific to them. And one of the fellows that we heard, Andre Poland, who's with Greenbelt Farms from near Wainwright, the Rajot family, has a very intentional, business-focused transition. Then we also heard from Scott and Alicia Adamson, who've been featured in the magazine, and theirs also had a business focus, but their approach was different. And I think, again, it comes to the adaptation, I like that word, that we need to make sure we're doing in our own operations. It's not a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, just going back to the idea of identity, I mean, I'm not a farmer or a rancher, but I can relate because I'm a writer, and it's more than a job, right? Yeah. So how are people dealing with that if they're, you know, kind of transitioning into a new role?
Yeah. It's interesting because I think if paradox is the right word, but the beauty of doing something that you really love and you're passionate about is that it might become your sole purpose. But I think, you know, for people to start exploring other avenues where they can still use the same skill set, we talked about this before, but, you know, can they be on advisory boards or somewhere where they still need their knowledge and expertise, but trying to step out at the day-to-day operation? And that isn't easy.
It's not. But I mean, I suppose a lot of things in life are not easy, but they're still worth doing. Right?
100%. Yeah. And trying to figure out, I think that there's getting to be some guides, if you will, where people are going through that. Dwayne Thompson was one that spoke at the HM conference where he's sharing his experience and his, you know, comes from a lot of learnings of how it had gone from his father to him. And now he's trying to take what he's learned and, you know, do it for what's best for their operation. So I think the more sharing of that kind of story, then that maybe makes people comfortable to just say, you know what, right now, this is really hard and we're not sure what we're doing, but let's give some grace and support.
Yeah. So I think that's maybe one thing that's changed in the last however many years is that people are willing to talk about how hard it is at times. But what else has changed, do you think, between the generations and the transition? Or is it kind of the same?
I don't know. Does history repeat itself? That's a good question, Lisa. I think that, you know, the level of experience, and not necessarily boots on the ground in running the operation, the level of exposure that the next generation is coming up with. I mean, it's partly because of technology and the age that we're in, but you know, that idea, they've got so many great ideas, let's try something different. And honestly, let's try something different. And that's hard when you've kind of done the same thing for many, many years.
Yeah, I can feel myself doing that a little bit as I get older. you kind of figure out what works, right? Yeah. Or what has worked.
Yes, yes. And, you know, Elaine Fraze, definitely, you know, renowned in her work in Succession, reminds us, but that was then, this is now, you know? So I think it's good to keep that in mind as well. The other thing, and we've talked about this before, it's been in my columns, but heard the Rajats have done this where they have an advisory board, and maybe that's just a temporary thing. Maybe it's, you know, not part of the actual corporate structure, but is there a way we can set up even an ad hoc kind of for the next year? We got some heavy lifting to do. Who are some people we'd like to help give us some advice? You know, hopefully it's lawyers and accountants, but maybe there's another friend who's been through it. And, and most people, you know, are open to the idea of sharing knowledge. You know what farmers and ranchers are like. They're very open to that. So,
yeah. No, yeah, I think that is kind of one of the strengths of the industry in a lot of ways, is a lot of people are willing to share their experiences.
Yeah. So, and even thinking about, you know, a big part of this for what happens with the next generation is about stewardship. It's about land access. And that's not likely going to look like it did before.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add, Kelly?
No, I think it, it's been a great season just to keep learning and getting new ideas and hopefully sharing them with our audience, which can hopefully they find some value and application in some of these ideas.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lisa.